here's the latest news from the Basin Radio Network.
With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart. A fire weather watch is in effect through this evening. Gusty winds and low relative humidity, combined with already dry fuels in the area, could create critical fire weather conditions. The Campbell County Board of Commissioners have lifted the partial fire restriction put in place in mid-July. The move comes after a recommendation from the fire warden. County 17 reports the public is still urged to be very cautious with any open burning in the county. Weather conditions at this time of year can easily contribute to starting fires on breezy or windy days. Prior to any planned burning, residents are advised to contact the Sheriff's Office Dispatch Center and let them know. Check the weather forecast, have the proper fire tools, water, and a phone available. Don't leave fires unattended and do not delay calling for help if a fire gets out of hand. With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart.
Here's the latest news from the Basin Radio Network.
With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart. The county has already overrun its budget to be used for civil attorney services. The News Record reports the position of civil attorney has been vacant for several months. Demand for the contracted legal firm services has been high, and with no candidate for civil attorney, a decision about what to do next is on the table. The Gillette City Council has unanimously passed an ordinance that would add jail time as potential punishment for repeat shoplifting offenders. County 17 reports the ordinance gives the municipal court the authority to sentence someone to up to 3 months in jail after three or more convictions in a single year. The Gillette Abuse Refuge Foundation will honor survivors and remember victims of domestic violence in a candlelight vigil at 6 o'clock tonight at the City Council Chambers. People are invited to stay for refreshments and reflection in the lobby after the vigil. With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart.